Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Billy, why don't we tell them what we're about, man?
So we're here to welcome you to the Madhouse Chronicles. It's a talk show with myself, Billy Morrison.
And me, Ozzy Osbourne.
This man, Prince of Darkness. And we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Come and join Ozzy and myself. Visit osbournemediahouse.com to get special access to...
Come on!
What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Yeah.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for supporting the show. If you want to check us out on all of our social media platforms
for future guests or topics,
check us out on Twitter at Tinfoil Hat Cast.
On Instagram at Tinfoil Hat Pod.
You can find us on Reddit. It's reddit.com/r/tinfoilhatshow or allcomedytshirts.com.
Go ahead and email us at tinfoilhatpod@gmail.com.
Yeah! Yeah, tinfoil hat.
Yeah, man. That's what I am. I'm heavy and hot. I'm not hot and heavy. I'm heavy and hot. Well, in what sense? I like DJ Buddy's suggestion that you go weird mumble rapper ass clown look.
I think 2015, I started the man bun in Silver Lake. I saw it spread.
Yeah. You started that.
Oh, yeah.
You're claiming that you were the man who started the craze as drives everybody crazy, man bun.
This ginger with the beardo started the man bun craze.
So the beardo became the weirdo.
Yep. And the next thing you know, it's all about beards and buns up in here.
Beards and buns, dude. That sounds like the worst calendar ever, by the way. I'm a young Christian warrior. I come to fight. I fight for love. I want to be Michael Jackson broke. I want to be like kind of broke. Like, oh, dude, I got $1,000 in my bank account. Go. I want to be like, fuck, that giraffe just cost me $100 mil. I'll fucking never get that.
Damn. What do you think giraffe tastes like?
What do you mean? Giraffe meat?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Has anyone ever had giraffe? Why do you want to eat giraffe meat?
Yeah.
Their backs are to you. Yeah. They're just bummed.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the other one is the snow leopard. What the fuck a snow leopard is doing up inside the 90 degree of, you know, Los Angeles Zoo is the saddest thing.
It is sad. But that thing, that it's sad. It's sad.
I'm going to sneak in like a little 22 pistol and just put him out of his misery next week. So stay tuned for that one.
What?
I'm going to murder a snow leopard.
Dark, fucking weird shit. So you really didn't give two shits about the Super Bowl today.
I literally didn't know that it even happened until you said the game. And then I said, what game?
So the rest of the universe is basically just doing, watching this game as a American tradition, and you're doing what? Planning the death of snow leopards?
Yeah. It's more of a spiritual release of a snow. Did I miss out? So was it a great game? Who won?
It was a great game. It was a great game.
Was it an animal that won? It's usually like animals versus some sort of human.
Yeah, the Eagles beat the Patriots. The evil empire, the cheaters lost. Really want to get into NASA too. I mean, dude. I'm not saying we didn't land on the moon, but I'm saying NASA is not afraid to lie constantly. Do you know NASA in Hebrew, it's Nasha, I think it's pronounced, means to deceive. Do you know that?
Coincidence, you think?
There's no such thing as coincidences.
No.
This motherfucker, dude. Dude, the guy who, I think it's the Illuminati guy.
There that's on the he front. Is, ladies and gentlemen.
Look who's...
I just want to see through the window.
What?
Get on that mic.
What does that mean?
He's fucking handsome.
Yeah.
I have to be human?
Wait, dude, I'm a person.
I know you're a human.
I have feelings.
I
in Punjab. I want to tell you something about
Lab. I'm not okay. Punjab. I'm Armenian,
whatever
homeboy.
It is. Whatever it is, you know?
Yeah.
I want to say this, dude, is that you are a human being.
Yeah, I have 100%, feelings.
100%, I believe it.
I'm SAG, okay?
Well, yeah.
I'm SAG.
You'll probably have a birth certificate, too.
I do. I'm a
Were
human.
Were you born in a zoo or a hospital?
I was born in a hospital, dude. And probably an Armenian hospital.
A zoo, then.
Yeah, no, not... hey, dude, rude. What is your kind of music? Are you a concert guy?
Dude, Bobby's got good taste.
I went to the first Lollapalooza.
The first one? Who was the bands?
Jane's Addiction. Oh. I think Ice-T. And...
I did the next year.
And I literally got trampled. People danced on me for about 20 minutes.
On top of you.
I almost died. You know, it was one of those situations where the bouncers had to drag me out of the...
Yeah, like they do with chicks, like little
yeah,
girls.
Yeah, I was like, I almost died.
They're like, grab that Asian chick. Oh, it's a boy. What's
then,
wrong with
and
you?
And then you know what? When they take you out, guess what happens?
What?
They don't bring you back in the audience. You leave.
They kick you out of the concert.
I had to leave.
What?
It was awful. And so, then I didn't go to a fucking concert for like 30 years.
Whoa. What was the last one you went to?
Troubadour. I saw a band called the Red Hot?
Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Yes,
oh, those
that
guys?
One.
No, not Red Hot Chili Peppers.
What?
At the Troubadour, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
What's his name? Anthony
Kiedis.
Yeah. That's his name?
Was he a big Mad TV fan?
No. I just know. And he was like, hey, we're doing a Mother's Day show, whatever. You know.
This is a postmodern era.
I mean... No.
I love you so much,
too. I own a barbershop in it.
Dude, are there Asian barbershops where you just go get that?
Well, how do you think we have our fucking Justin Bieber haircuts?
What are they, the two haircuts? Bowl haircut and Dragon Ball Z? Is that all you get there?
Bowl, I call it Justin Bieber.
Okay. Now, if he walked into your barbershop, would the Filipino be welcomed in the Korean barbershop?
No, we don't do jungle Asians.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, shit.
I've been to Cebu, a beautiful fucking place.
Okay. Man, why
my
do you...
Anyone offended by that? My girlfriend's Filipino, so...
I don't think you have to fucking...
So, FYI.
So, do you hit it a lot? Are you hitting it a lot lately? How's your sex life? Are you hitting it? I mean, you're deep in your four.
Because, I live in a smaller place, and we have five animals.
And they just watch you bone?
When I mean animals, I meant your family.
Oh, snap.
No. I hated animals. They weren't my friends. I eat them.
Yeah.
You don't eat your friends.
Right.
Totally.
Right.
Like, if you spent the night at my house and I had a fucking steak knife in your stomach when you woke up at 3 in the morning.
I'd be like, why? Why?
Yeah. Would you rather have me have a steak
knife? Yeah, but Asians eat their pets, though.
What's weirder? You're spending the night at my house just as friends. You wake up at 3 in the morning. I'm sucking your dick or you're a steak knife in your stomach.
Blood. Pain always over pleasure.
I think the dick sucking is weirder.
Really?
Yeah. Because I think the stabbing, you can get over it. The dick sucking is weird.
I'm in my late 30s now. I don't think anything phases me sexually. You know,
your attitude.
You know, like in your 20s, you're all insecure. In your early 30s, you're like, oh, fuck, I need to like impregnate someone. Your late 30s, you're like, why am I still here?
You know? Oh, dude, wait till you hit 40. You're like, God, I can't sleep enough.
How old are you right now?
I'm in my 40s.
No, so am I, but how old?
45.
Oh, yeah, I'm the same age. Yeah, it's a scary age to be.
I love it.
Why is it scary?
Because, you know, Neil Brennan posted a photo of this Traveling Wilburys. You remember that band?
Yeah.
It was Dylan was in it.
Yeah.
Orbison.
Yeah.
And on the photo, if you go to his Instagram, it has their ages. So when the Wilburys got together in the late 80s, as a kid, I was in high school.
Right.
I was just like, look at these old fucking guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not going to fucking listen to this bullshit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
How old are they?
George Harrison's 45 in it. You know? Tom Petty in the photo, 36 years old.
Holy shit.
I know. Bob Dylan was 48.
Yeah.
And I'm their age now.
Yeah, but you're doing great.
I'm nowhere near the Traveling Wilburys.
You're doing great, though. You're on two TV shows. You're doing, like,
okay,
dude.
Let me just say this.
You have an empire.
I know. When you, let me say this. The day I stop coming to the comedy show, it's a Sunday, right?
Yeah.
I'm here to do a spot.
Totally.
Why?
Because you're in love. Because
you're afraid you're going to die.
No. I just need to keep it going because I want to still make it. Shut up. I love you, man. I was in New York and I did Opie and Anthony back in the day when they were together.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like Patrice and Norton, all these guys were on it. And I went on there and they ripped me to the pieces to the point where I left halfway during the interview.
Oh.
I mean, I cried.
What were they saying to you?
They were playing pranks on me and there was a bunny rabbit out of nowhere. I was freaked out by the whole fucking experience.
Oh, why are you afraid of bunny rabbits?
I'm fine with bunny rabbits if I'm on a ranch. If I'm on a ranch or I'm in in my dreams, that's
so
cool.
They were just vicious in the studio?
Yeah, they were fucking vicious. And so I go, I'll never do that again. And a year later, I look at my press thing, because I was playing Caroline's and it said Open Anthony again.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, I said to the guy, Greg, I go, I'm not doing it. You have to do it. Like, our tickets aren't great. You have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're driving there, I decided to go in guns a-blazing and also do self-deprecation. Like, just rip on myself to the point where they couldn't, I put it all out there. I suck dick.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fat. Everything. And it worked to my advantage. But you learn these things, you know what I mean? So, but I think that you have I think I was nicer than you thought I was.
I think, I just think you were just a guy trying to get through it, doing the best you can. Like, Russell Peters came up to me the other day, and he was like, yeah, a bunch of us were talking about you, and they were all talking about, like, what an asshole you used to be. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's a fun story, Russell, thank you. we were all just kind of trying to survive, it's like when I moved in here,
yeah,
Dice just went after me, and it was just, like, really hard to deal with, and I handled it horribly. Because I just went defense mechanism up,
Well, what my story with him was, when I was working the back door, and he goes, hey, Ching. He called me Ching.
Jesus.
For like 5 years, right? And I kept going, Bobby, don't call, it's embarrassing when you say Ching. He's like, as Ching, money, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, all right. So he goes, hey, Ching, let's go. I'm working the back door. He says that. I go, where are we going? And he goes, Vegas. So I just left. I got in a fucking limo, and we went to the airport, and we're flying first class to Vegas.
That's crazy.
And I'm on the plane now. I'm starting wearing my comedy. I have no clothes. I'm wearing the Comedy Store t-shirt. I go, what are we doing out here? He goes, gambling. You're my good luck charm. He lost hundreds of thousands.
Oh, dude, he's notorious for that. Oh,
right?
Shit.
And then he didn't talk to me for like 2 years after that. Because
you weren't his lucky charm.
Yeah, that was bad luck.
So big shout out to him. His social media is on Instagram, Rich, RICHDUCAT. So check him out. He's a fucking G. He's always doing some cool drumming with his kids and all that stuff. He's a wonderful person. We're very thankful for help. And we're very thankful for all the help you guys do on anything and being a part of the show. And again, DJ Buddy, thank you for everything.